Providing wisdom. Today, on the Ultimate Ground Rules.
But I have raised you up for this very purpose, that I might show you my power, and that my name might be proclaimed in all the earth.
Welcome to The Ultimate Ground Rules, a podcast built specifically to encourage, empower, and strengthen the faith of coaches as they live out their God-given purpose to develop the next generation of leaders. And now, your host, Dave Pritchard.
Hello and welcome to The Ultimate Ground Rules. I am your host, Dave Pritchard, and it is a privilege to be back with you today, taking another look into God's Word and applying it to our lives as coaches. If you like what you hear, like, share, and subscribe to the show so it's easier for others to find us and be encouraged as well. Last week, we took a brief look at Proverbs chapter 1 and the importance of wisdom. And today, I want to continue our look at wisdom by looking at Proverbs chapter 2. It is here that I think we can find some more insight into the importance of providing wisdom for our players. Proverbs 2 says this, "My son, if you receive my words and treasure up my commandments with you, making your ear attentive to wisdom and inclining your heart to understanding, yes, if you call out for insight and raise your voice for understanding, if you seek it like silver and search for it as hidden treasures, then you will understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord gives wisdom. From his mouth come knowledge and understanding. He stores up sound wisdom for the upright. He is a shield to those who walk in integrity, guarding the paths of justice and watching over the way of his saints. Then you will understand righteousness and justice and equity, every good path. For wisdom will come into your heart and knowledge will be pleasant to your soul. Discretion will watch over you, understanding will guard you, delivering you from the way of evil, from men of perverted speech, who forsake the paths of uprightness to walk in the ways of darkness, who rejoice in doing evil and delight in the perverseness of evil, men whose paths are crooked and who are devious in their ways. So you will be delivered from the forbidden woman, from the adulteress with her smooth words, who forsakes the companion of her youth and forgets the covenant of her God. For her house sinks down to death, and her paths to the departed. None who go to her come back, nor do they regain the paths of life. So you will walk in the way of the good and keep to the paths of righteous. For the upright will inhabit the land, and those with integrity will remain in it. But the wicked will be cut off from the land, and the treacherous will be rooted out of it." Immediately in the first two verses of this proverb, a couple of profound insights stand out. We're presented with a conversation between a father and a son. And in verse 1, the father speaks to the son and says, "If you receive my words." This is a conditional statement. What it tells us is that receiving wisdom is a choice. This young man has the option to accept the wisdom of his father or reject it. If this concept is understood, then it also implies that it's the father's responsibility to provide wisdom to the young man. We see this in verse 2 as the father states, "making your ear attentive to wisdom and inclining your heart to understanding." If the young man is to do this, then there must be wisdom for him to hear. The lesson here is simple. This situation is no different with you and your players. They have a choice to accept or deny the wisdom that you provide. It's a choice that they're presented with. However, if they're to accept wisdom, you as a coach must provide it, because they can't accept something they've never heard. In verses 6 through 8, we see a similar lesson to the one found in Proverbs chapter 1, in that the Lord himself gives wisdom, but only to the upright. He is a shield to those who walk with integrity. As coaches, we must recognize this. We can't give wisdom we don't have, and we must first get it from the Lord himself. But in order to do so, we must walk with integrity. In addition, Those under our charge are not going to listen to us if we do not practice what we preach. If we're not walking with integrity, then everything we say will go unheard. So why is this wisdom so important? Why is it crucial that we provide it to our players? Well, the latter half of Proverbs 2 provides this answer. Specifically, it provides two reasons. In verses 12 through 15, we're shown the first reason, and that is so that those in our care are not led astray by evil men, those whose paths are crooked and who are devious in all their ways. The truth is that we care about our players deeply, and as we do, we understand that many young people can be easily led astray by the wrong crowd. To avoid this, wisdom is needed. Wisdom to recognize the wrong crowd, to recognize a bad situation that leads to destruction. Proverbs 2 says that wisdom and discretion will guard you. And we surely want our players protected from this path of life, and it's our duty to provide them with the necessary wisdom that will enable them to avoid this wrong path. In verses 16 through 19, we see the second reason that wisdom is vital, and that is so one is delivered from the forbidden woman. Another trap that can easily ensnare our players is poor relationships. This proverb speaks of a strange woman who lures one down a wrong path with smooth words and forgets her relationship with God. Her path is described as leading to death, and those who choose this path rarely come back from it. The truth is that a destructive relationship can do great damage, and wisdom is necessary to avoid such relationships. As a coach, this may seem beyond your responsibility, but if you truly desire to see your player be successful, you must provide wisdom in the area of relationship. As a man, teach your players how a woman should be treated and what qualities truly matter in a relationship so that your players are not easily trapped by a lady like the one described in Proverbs 2. Lastly, as the proverb ends, it declares that those who choose wisdom and live in an upright manner, they will see the promises of God in their life. However, those who reject wisdom and seek the wicked will be cut off from the very same promises. Coach, if you truly desire to see your players be successful, you must recognize that wisdom is a choice. It's your duty to display and offer wisdom in hopes that your players will choose it. However, you can't give away something you don't possess. Wisdom comes from the Lord, and you must seek it intentionally so that you can give it away. The success of your players depends on it. Thanks again for joining us on the show today. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe to the podcast so we can reach as many coaches as possible with a word of encouragement. Never forget, your job is important. God loves you, and He has a plan for you. Continue to build tomorrow's leaders and stand firm in the faith.